Okay then, so time on the show to focus on domestic cricket, as it's been, well, very recently, a fantastic achievement by the Derbyshire County Cricket Club women's side after they recently won the ECB Women's County Championship T20 trophy, and they won all three games on finals day as well. Absolutely fantastic. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined now by the head coach of Derbyshire CCC's women's side, John Dyson. John, first of all, how are you today? Are you okay?
Good, thanks, Matthew. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. As soon as I saw the news that Derbyshire, well, not only reached the very last stage of the tournament, but had won the whole thing, I knew we needed to get you on and speak about this in detail. So, fantastic achievement. So they've won, well, the national T20 competition in the domestic women's game. You beat Hampshire, Hertfordshire, and Warwickshire on finals weekend. I mean, how big an achievement is this for Derbyshire women's side? Because I understand you won six out of your seven group matches as well. You really dominated this competition.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I mean, it's just been an outstanding achievement, really, for not only for the players but for the backroom coaching staff as well. It's been a long journey. Kind of started off in May, cold, windy, wet May, and kind of fought our way through the climate challenges and the opposition that came up in front of us. So yeah, as you say, we dominated the group table. Having won six of the seven. If we're being super critical, we should have won all seven. We could have come out on top with no defeats at all. But yeah, a pleasing campaign, and then obviously over the moon to get to finals day. And then the hard work really kind of kicked in then in terms of kind of stamping our mark on the tournament, really. So getting going on the front foot from day one on that first game on the bank holiday Sunday.
And when you reached the final four, I mean, how confident were you that you were going to go all the way, that the team was more than capable of not just competing well, but winning the big trophy at the end?
Yeah, I mean we've built a side that shows a lot of resilience. We've kind of worked hard behind the scenes in terms of just having that clear definition of roles, really, and kind of doing the basics well, and just letting the foundations stack up. And spoke to the players a lot about not playing on emotions, just being really clear on what my skill is, and what's the right decision to make at this moment in time during the games, and it's worked really well. We've spoken a lot about it's not the charge of the light brigade where we're just heading into doom. It's kind of been really clear on what do we need to do in terms of focusing on our skills and let the outcomes almost kind of unfold in front of us, really. And that played out lovely over the weekend where we didn't look too far ahead. We didn't look about kind of can we win this? We just approached it with let's take one game at a time. Let's break these sections of the game down individually and just let the outcomes, as I say, unfold. And things aligned in our favour. And bank holiday Monday, we picked up the trophy. So yeah, over the moon for the players, outstanding achievement.
What are the chances of these players sort of reaching, the really top level, like talking maybe even international cricket down the future? Because of course we've seen Sarah Glenn, obviously from Derbyshire within the county. Obviously she's a magnificent player. Bess Heath has recently been selected in the senior T20 Women's World Cup. She's from Chesterfield. What are the chances of further players from the county being able to perform, at the top level of the women's game?
Yeah, I mean we're really positive about it. I mean we've got a group of really young core players. And some are already involved in regional cricket with the Blaze that will become Nottinghamshire next year. So we believe we've got some skill levels that can be improved further still. And see that as part of our role in Derbyshire that we kind of equip players to play at the next level, really. Yeah, with and Nottinghamshire is the tier one county for our for our region. So we'd see that as a real positive if not pinched our best players. That would be a real feather in our cap, really.
And let's talk about, because I know the women's domestic game is going to go through a lot. I mean, we're talking wholesale changes now within the next few months. So just for any listeners not aware, what are the changes that are going to take place within the domestic women's game? So I understand there's going to be a lot of restructuring, and also there'll be a lot of change for the Derbyshire's women's side as well.
Yeah, so the Darwin Project kind of came up with a three-tier system for the domestic women's game. Tier one being fully professional, so fully paid professional players, professional coaching staff. Derbyshire were successful in acquiring a tier two status, so it's kind of almost a semi-professional basis at the minute, where there'll be a full-time professional coaching staff wrapped around the players, so that, and that would involve high level technical coaching, strength and conditioning, physiotherapy, psychology, but the players will remain amateur players at such point. And then the final option is tier three, which would be kind of recreational cricket as it is now on a county level. So we're really excited that Derbyshire's got a tier two contract for 4 years, and our aim within the counties is to push forward for a tier one contract as and when that opportunity arises.
Fantastic. And in terms of the women's game overall, obviously it's a big year. We've got the Women's T20 World Cup coming up in October, I think it is, in the UAE now, because I think it was originally meant to be hosted in Bangladesh. That's now changed. But how fast is the women's domestic game growing? Because I know the 100 divides a lot of opinion. We'll not go into too much detail on that, but I think there has been some really positive outcomes, especially for the women's game when it comes to the reach that the 100 has had, and with other competitions in there. How quickly is the women's game growing for cricket?
Yeah, I mean, a massive pace, Matthew. I mean, it's almost beyond recognition from 5 years ago. I mean, certainly even within the last 12 months, the standard of facilities, standard of training, the competition. So I mean, Derbyshire are in a position now where we're kind of selecting sides on skill. So there's real competition for places now, which is a big advancement in the women's game. Underpinning that, there's the Countisship pathway, which again is bringing players through of a much higher quality now, both physically, technically, and mentally. And the regional setup has again captured the best of the Countisship players. So that will kind of return to a county-based system next year as part of the tiering systems. So the game's in a really strong place. And as I say, it's gathering pace almost daily, really, in terms of, parity with the men's game.
Fantastic stuff. And just coming back to that, obviously the trophy victory, I take it the celebrations were very good at the end. It's an amazing achievement. There are a few drinks afterwards.
Well, one or two. I mean, we've got some under 18s in the side
All
as
right.
well. So we have to be
Ribenas, yeah.
careful, but yeah, some of the older girls celebrated with one or two. Yeah, we had fish and chips on the outfield
Right.
and a couple of bottles of fizzy stuff. So yeah, it was a good evening, really good evening. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it all sounds really, really promising then for Derbyshire County Cricket Club women. And of course, for the women's domestic game in general, it's going to be really interesting to see how England, of course, get on in the T20 Women's World Cup later this year, which features Chesterfield's own Bess Heath. Yeah, John, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you must be still be very, very busy. So thanks for talking about the trophy victory. And yeah, it sounds like we've got a very interesting season ahead next year for Derbyshire women's side. Thank you.
Pleasure, Matthew. Thanks very much.